Thank you, Pastor. Turn with your Bible to Acts chapter 20. You say it's a joy to be here. I'll tell you, I've enjoyed this good scene. Always enjoy the meeting here. And it's just here to get something from the Lord. I praise God for the fact today that He's able. This thing about it being sufficient, He is sufficient, isn't He? He meets all of our needs, and I'm grateful in my heart for the fact that I know Him. I'm going to just read a few verses. This is a lengthy passage, lengthy chapter here, and I'm just going to take a few verses out for sake of time and give you my thought and let somebody else get up here and preach to us. So in Acts chapter 20, beginning with verse 22, these are the words of the Apostle Paul. "Now behold, I go bound in spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." I want to preach to you tonight on the thought, finishing with joy. I'm glad today for the joy that we have as the children of God. The one thing that everyone gets whenever they get saved is joy. I praise God for that. Life is too short at the waste. James, he said in James chapter 4, verse 13, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain, whereas you don't know what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away." I say to you today that God is concerned about our lives. He's concerned about our happiness. He's concerned about our holiness. Amen. He's concerned about our helpfulness to others. And He's certainly concerned in our lives. And He wants us to finish this course with joy. I praise God for the joy that we have. Job said, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like flower and cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not." James said, and Jeremiah said in chapter 9 and verse 24, verse 21, "For death has come up into our windows and has entered into our palace to cut off the children from without and the young men from the street." But I'm glad today that it's possible for us to finish right. Finish with joy. Amen. I praise God for the joy that we have, and we're able to finish with that joy. I don't want to lose my joy. Amen. I don't want to lose my excitement about being saved. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was on the 7th night of September, 1947, when I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Amen. He saved me by His marvelous grace. Now, I haven't got over that. I don't plan to get over it. I praise God for that. We have the testimony of a man that did finish right. Amen. Paul said, "None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy." When he came down to the end of the way, he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Thank God for the fact today that we can finish right. Amen. I love things. Amen. I love things. Amen. Praise God for things. Amen. I like good church buildings like this. I grew up when they had lanterns on the walls, kerosene lanterns on the walls, and the preacher could hardly see how to read his text. But I like good lighted buildings. I like good padded shoes. I love good carpet on the floor. I love good automobiles to drive. But a lot of times good things moves us, We're moved by good things a lot of time. I say to you today, and then on the other hand, we're moved by bad things a lot of times. A lot of bad things happen. We're not saved from disappointment. We're not saved from heartache. We're not saved from death. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, we got a God that will give us the joy that we need. Amen. We'll never be really happy till we find our happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Rebecca said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, labor the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, and the flock be cut off in the fold, there be no herd in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I'll joy in the God of my salvation. Thank God today. He's everything that we need tonight, and I have joy. Thank God for it. Paul said, none of these things move me, neither count of my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy. I'll tell you today, it's wonderful when we learn to live for God and not for ourselves. Amen. That's a choice we have to make. How we can choose to live for ourselves or live for God. But we'll never be really happy until we make that choice to live for God. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live, I'm betwixt the two. I wanted to desire to abide with me of the Lord, which had been far better. But said, nevertheless, to abide the flesh is more needful for you. Thank God today. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank God for it today. Amen. I want to say tonight, there's some reason I think that Paul finished right. Amen. I think Paul finished right because of his salvation. Amen. He certainly would not have finished right if he hadn't met the Savior, would he? Amen. He was breathing out threatenings. Going down the road, brother. Letters in his pockets to bind those that come. He'd consented to the death of Stephen. Helped the coats of those that stoned him to death. Got up the next day and started down the road. To find anybody he could find to serve God. But God, I met him on the way, thank God. And he got a good case of old time salvation and headed a different direction. Amen, thank God. Paul described himself to us in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. And he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, obtained mercy because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceeding abundant with love and faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He said, but howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffered for a pattern unto them who should hereafter I believe on him to life everlasting. What a Savior. Amen. Thank God. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul said, Paul, apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. To him be glory forever and forever. He said, I marvel you're so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach unto you any other gospel than that which you receive, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if he yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel preached with me is not after a man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. You've heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited the Jews' religion above many, men equal in my own nation, I being more exceeding zealous of the tradition of a father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went up to Jerusalem, them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned unto Damascus. After 3 years I went up to Jerusalem, had to see Peter, abode with him 15 days. But other the apostles saw none, I saved James, the Lord's brother. Now the thing which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came to the region of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed. And he glorified God in me. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise his wonderful name. Nothing like serving God, is it? Amen. Nothing like his whole book. Hallelujah. Glory to God for a Bible. Glory to God for the Word of God. Woo-hoo! Quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to divide asunder. A soul and spirit. Joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts. Glory to God. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for it. Amen. Sin's pleasures can be deceptive. Amen. That's right. They are deceptive. Amen. They are empty of their ability to satisfy. Sure they are. The more you sin, the more you'll have to sin to enjoy it. Amen. That's right. Sin's pleasure, they're destructive in their end. Amen. They're short-lived too. Amen. But I'm glad the joy of heaven. Hallelujah to God. Amen. It lasts forever. There's no end. Somebody said, I want to see the end of a Christian life. Well, it's just one end. And that's the end you get on at. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. I tell you, Moses, how Moses told us, I faith Moses when he was come to hear, I refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Amen. This world thinks they're having a time. They don't know what we are enjoying here tonight. This is my crowd. Hallelujah to God. Amen. This crowd I'm going to live with throughout eternity. Praise his wonderful. Oh, I got to hurry. Amen. Thank God. God wants us to have joy. Amen. The psalmist said he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, established my going, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter said, whom have you not seen you love? In whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. You can lose your joy, but you can't lose your salvation. Amen. You can lose your song, but you can't lose your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Israel said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. For they that carry us away said, we hang our harps in the will in the midst thereof. For they that carry us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mirth. Said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, this choir wasn't in a strange land tonight, was it? Hallelujah to God. There's right at home. Glory to God, I'm glad tonight. Praise his wonderful name tonight. The joy of serving him. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Thank God. Not only did Paul finish right because of his salvation. And I'll grant you one thing. If you want to finish right, you better get born again. The only people that's going to finish right. And some saved folk don't finish right. Some saved folk don't keep their joy. They lose their joy. Amen. That's right. They don't die with that joy. There's some saved folk face God and be ashamed. Amen. That's right. John said, and now little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, we have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. I don't want to be ashamed. I want to meet him, hallelujah, with open arms. Say, thank God, what a day that's going to be. I'll tell you, Paul, I believe, finished right because of his sincerity. Amen. Thank God for sincerity. Amen. We may not be successful, but we can be sincere. Amen. Paul said, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12, but I'd have you to understand, brethren, that the thing which happened to me have fallen out rather to the furthest of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all other places, and me and the brethren of the Lord. Wax a company of my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and of strife, some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, I suppose to add affection to my bond, but the other of love, knowing that I'm set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I thoroughly do rejoice. Yea, and will rejoice, for I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation of my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I choose, I wrought not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to part to be with Christ, which is far better. But he said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Yeah. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. Yeah. For may by my coming to you again. He said, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair, that you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversary, which is them an evident token of perdition, but you of salvation, that of God. For unto you is given not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Amen. Thank God. Amen, for his mercy. It'd be better to be in the fiery furnace with God. Amen, to be out without him. Amen. Be better be in the lion's den with God. Amen. In the den of lions, I should say. Amen. It could be in a lion's den and there'd be no, den, no lions in there. Amen. But I'd say it'd be better to be in there with a bunch of lions with God, and to be out without him. Amen. 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 Sure, there's some suffering. Amen. God doesn't save her from that, but I'm glad, thank God, if we're sincere, how God's going to be with us. Amen. Amen. Then I believe Paul finished right, not only because of his salvation, his sincerity, but he finished right because of his sound doctrine. Amen. Well, I like good sound doctrine. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, we'll never be as happy as we ought to be till we get the Bible doctrine straightened in our minds and our hearts and our lives. I know what God has got for us. I'm sure glad. I know as much as I do. I don't know all I'd like to know, but I'll tell you, I'm glad because I know as much as I do about the other world, because I'm not too far from it. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I got a sister that's 96. I should be 97. In October, I'll be 86 in October. Amen. I buried one of my sisters last week. She was like one day of being 2 years older than I was. Amen. There's just three of us left now. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad. All of us going to be home one of these days. Woo! I got a whole lot over on the other side. Praise God. I got a lot over there. I got a lot more over there than I have over here. Whenever it comes time to go, I'm not going to offer too much resistance. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Glory to God. I'm tied in a strait tonight. I wouldn't mind going at all right now. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Precious wife. Precious wife, been gone over 10 years now. Amen. Hallelujah. It's hard to believe. I tell you, another day goes by. I don't wonder what's going on in paradise. Amen. I know one thing. If she done, for paradise what she did everywhere else she went, she changed the attitude of that place when she got there. Hallelujah. She woke that crowd up when we, hallelujah to God when she got there. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I want to be something to sweep through the gates. Hallelujah. Go there with joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Not a long face. I like to be like a Georgia mule. A long face. Glory to God. I'm glad I got something down in my soul. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Paul knew how he got saved. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shown on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. He knew where he got saved. While theologians argue where he got saved on the road to Damascus, the street called Straight, he knows. Yeah, he knows. None of my business where he got saved. Had it been, God had told me. My business to know where I got saved. I know where I got saved. Hallelujah to God. And I know how I got saved. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Well, I'm having a big time anyway. I'm going to get through here in a minute. Let somebody get up here and preach. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. I'm glad for his sound doctrine. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11, he said, but when Peter was come to Antioch and withstood him to the face, because he is to be blamed, before certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentile. But when they were coming, withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were the circumcised. The other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas was scared away of their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not upright according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew and livest after the manner of the Gentiles, not as do the Jews, why compelleth thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. We have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Well, that's good. Hallelujah to God. Just ask if never had sinned. Justified. Fully by his grace. Justified fully by his grace. Justified forever by his grace. I would give you scripture, but I hadn't got time for that. Hallelujah to God. Paul, in his dying testimony, told us he triumphed in the past. Amen. I fought a good fight. Hallelujah to God. I see he triumphed as a saint. I can't preach all that. Hallelujah to God. He triumphed as a soldier. Hallelujah. He fought for the purity of the scriptures. Hallelujah to God. Oh, he fought for the person and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why I thank God. Amen. Thank God. He triumphed as a soldier. He triumphed as a saint. Amen. Thank God. He triumphed as a servant. Amen. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. The life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us. but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, therefore, have a spoken. We also believe, therefore, speak. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us by Jesus and shall present us with you. And all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal waiting glory. Why, we look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. We're holding on to that we can see. Amen. Need to turn it loose and get a hold of that we can't see. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. Paul controlled himself. He combated sin. Commanded separation. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Glad, praise God. He was tranquil in his presence. Amen. Thank God. He said, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord's at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, what's everything true? What's everything's honest? What's everything's just? What's everything's pure? What's everything's lovely? What's everything a good report? If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. Well, that'll make anybody tranquil. But he had a thrilling prospect. I'm just touching the high place. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. I mean, he had a prospect, didn't he? He said, I'm now ready to be offered. Time of my departure at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, to all them also that love his good. Three things that Paul lived for. The perfect resemblance of the Savior. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to God. He lived for that. He wanted to be a perfect. He said, as you've always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God which worketh in you both the will to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Oh, I don't want to labor in vain. I don't want to face him empty-handed. I want to face him with joy in my heart. Amen. What a prospect we got.